Good morning. The French philosopher Rousseau said, "Everyone speaks about freedom, but everywhere you look, people are in chains." Folk are tied to the kitchen sink. They're a company slave. They're working all hours, or they're housebound, imprisoned within four walls, or they're disabled, trapped inside their body. Or they're people who feel young but are trapped within an old body. People are in chains to phobias, depressions, their lifestyle, cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, debt. We get stuck with ourselves. St. Paul says, "The good I would do, I do not do, and the evil I would not do, I do." Help. We all want freedom. One day, a kite was floating in the breeze. It was a lovely summer day with a healthy wind. So the kite was very happy in his element, except for one thing. There was a long string attached from the kite to a young boy on the ground. The string was a right nuisance, cramping his style. Oh, if only I could be free from being tied down by this wee boy. I could be free, free as a bird. So the kite hit upon a bright idea. He circled round and swooped on himself and cut across the string, and it worked. The string was cut. He was free, free at last. For a moment he soared upwards in the updraft. Then, in a second, he plummeted down to earth. Landing with such a crash, he was severely damaged. He learned the hard way that there's a world of difference between false freedom and true freedom. False freedom is just license, unruly running amok. True freedom involves personal discipline. It involves working in cooperation with others. It's a difference between just banging a piano and learning to play a piano. And see if it is Jesus pulling our strings rather than other people. He can help us to soar to even greater heights and freedoms.